A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma Peches, Yuma 88A, pagination, page 175. And Baruch Hashem, this is the final daf in the Masechta, and from here on to Sukkah. Let's start from the second line of the page. In the middle of the line, the Tanya, we learned as follows. Kol chayvei tevilos, any person who's obligated to go to mikvah, tovlin kidarkon biyom ha-kipurim, our Gemara says, they're supposed to go to mikvah even on Yom Kippur. Nida violedes, tovlos kidarkon belele yom ha-kipurim. A nida and a woman coming out of childbirth would go at night. That would be kol nidre night. Balkeri tova v'holech ad hamincha. And a person, a man who experiences an emission has to go to mikvah. So he would go to mikvah until mincha time. He could still go to mincha, to mikvah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Yom Kulo, Rabbi Yossi says you can go the entire day. Even after mincha time, he can still go to mikvah in order to get it on the proper date. The Gemara asks, Vira Minhu, we have a different brisa that says, Hazav Hazav Amatzorah V'Amatzoraas, Uboel Nida V'Tamei Meis Tovlin Kedarka B'Yom HaKippurim. There are certain people who should go to mikvah on Yom Kippur. Nida V'Yoledes Tovlin Kedarka B'Leile Yom HaKippurim. And there are other people, like we said, Nida Yoledes, that would go the night of Yom Kippur. Balkeri Tova V'Holech Kol Yom Kulo, and a Balkeri can go the entire day. Rabbi Yossi Omer Min HaMincha U'Lamayla Ein Yachol Litvol. And Rabbi Yossi goes on record that from Mincha and on you cannot go. And a few lines ago from the first brisa, we were told that Rabbi Yossi says you could go the entire day. Lokasha, how do you resolve this? So we're going to get a very important tidbit of information here. Hadetzali tfilas ne'ila, hadelotzali. It depends if he davened ne'ila or not. Ask the Gemara, Iditzali, if he davened ne'ila, maitamayo derabanan, why would anybody say that you could still go to mikvah? Kasavi rabanan tefila bezmana mitzvah, the rabanan hold that it's a mitzvah to go to mikvah on time. Now, let's do a reverse overview, an in retrospect overview over here. What's going on? A person is obligated to go to mikvah. There are different reasons why a person would be obligated to go to mikvah. In conventional wisdom, the reason we would send the person to mikvah is because it has a purpose. A nida, for example. You're going to send her to mikvah so that she'll be mutaris to baila, permitted to her husband. A balkeri, man has the emission. So we're going to send him to mikvah in order that he would be able to do Torah and davening, which he's not allowed to do while he's a balkeri after the emission before he has the mikvah. So the brises are presenting cases where the purpose, in some of them at least, seems a little dubious. The balkeri, he's already davened ne'ilah, according to one approach. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi backs off and says there's no reason for him to go to mikveh anymore on Yom Kippur. The nida, in conventional wisdom, is not going to be permitted to her husband anyway. So why are you sending her to mikveh? What's the problem with sending someone to mikveh on Yom Kippur? It's a violation of one of the five inuyim called rechitza. Likewise, the woman who's a nida is not going to be permitted to her husband anyway because Tashmish Amita is prohibited on Yom Kippur. So it's like, why are you going to mikvah if it's not going to change anything anyway for us? And the answer which the Gemara is giving quite boldly is Tevila Bizmana Mitzvah. Tevila intrinsically, to do it at the proper time, is a mitzvah. And that's why I'm going to mikvah, because it's the proper time to go to mikvah. Now, this is a little bit more sophisticated than our one Gemara, but this is the principle that we're working with, especially when we're focused on practical. Nida and Balkeri, if this were to happen, target time, Yom Kippur, for mikvah, should they go, should they not go?
Isn't this a conflict between a mitzvah sase and a mitzvah lo sase?
Well, it's not so simple to call it a lo sase, because we're not 100% clear what the prohibition of going to mikvah on Yom Kippur is going to be, if those inuyim that were enumerated were only asmachtas, and it's only achila ushasiya that's really a deoraisa. But there's definitely what to discuss. What's clear from the Gemara is that if you hold tevila bezmana mitzvah, we're going to go to mikvah on Yom Kippur. Even if you already davened the requisite davening as far as Balkeri goes, and Anida, even though she's not going to be permitted for Tashmish anyway with her husband. We paskin, the way the Mechaber writes it up in Shulchan Aruch, Tevila Bezmana Mitzvah. Tevila on the proper date is a mitzvah. And therefore you would expect the Mechaber to codify that a woman should go to mikvah on Yom Kippur night, and a Balkeri, even if he first has the emission on Yom Kippur afternoon, for example, if you need an example, person goes to sleep Yom Kippur afternoon and ends up with this problem, should he go to mikvah or not? You would expect the Mechaber to tell you, yes, because Tevila Bezmana Mitzvah, even if he davened the Ila early, he should still go, because it's a mitzvah. And the actual psak is, as I think we're aware, that neither of them go to mikvah on Yom Kippur. It just doesn't happen. Question is, why not? So the Mishnah Berurah is fortunately very articulate on the topic, and he gives us the one-liners that we need to explain this topic. Regarding Balkeri, the Mishnah Berurah specifically writes, "Debizman hazeh ein tzorech tevila lebalkeri midina," because in our time, a Balkeri does not really need to go to mikvah in order to daven, because they rescinded that gezeira, tevilas Ezra, and it's only done on a voluntary basis, and therefore, even if someone normally does it on Yom Kippur, he's not going to do it. Regarding tevila of Anida, the Mishnah Berurah writes that bezmana zeh, tevila bezmana, doesn't exist by a nida in any typical case. They're actually being machmir, because we know that benos Yisrael lechmiru al atzman, even if they have a drop of blood or whatever, they have a flow, they consider themselves a zava as if it came out on three different days, shelo bizman nidusam, and therefore really they could be counting 7 days of flow, and instead they're waiting until they get 7 clean days, like a zava, it's no longer tevila bizmano. It's no longer on the target date, lahalacha, and therefore it doesn't qualify for this mitzvah that would override rechitza on Yom Kippur. Now, on the topic of roeh keri, let's take a look towards the end of the Gemara. Fascinating, two different perspectives. 6 lines up, second word on the line. Oh, you're good. You found it.
I'm in the right masechta.
You found the right volume. Yeah. I'm impressed. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael said, Haroa keri biyom kippurim. If a person has such an emission on Yom Kippur, Yidag kol hashana kula, he should worry the entire year, not a good thing, because as omens go, it's pretty serious for that to happen to him. Vim also lo shana, but if he made it through the year, muftach lo shehu ben olam haba, he's assured that in heaven they like him, and he's targeted for olam haba, for the world to come at the right time. He's making it in. Okay. What's going on over here is we're not talking, the Mishnah Berurah points out, about a person who was thinking thoughts that would cause such a thing, or ate foods that would trigger such a thing. We're talking about a person who experienced such a thing as an omen. In heaven, they intervened, and this is what happened to him. So, it's at a time when he doesn't have control. It's the middle of the night, or whatever, he's sleeping. Haroa keri, against his will. And in heaven, they're trying to tell him something. Either they're trying to tell him, the rest of the world is working so hard on Yom Kippur and you couldn't care less type of thing. So they can't get him to eat and drink because that he has control of. But they're telling him really where he's holding. He's holding by Raya Keri on Yom Kippurim. Or they want to tell him that you deserve to be satisfied. We like you. And again, food and drink, we can't make you eat and drink on Yom Kippur. He won't. He's a firm guy. But this is something that happens without his control, and it's a way of heaven telling him that he's good. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Teida, pay attention here. Shakala olam kulo ra'iv v'hu saveya. The rest of the world is hungry, so to speak, restricted from that pleasure, for who saveya, and Hashem satisfies him. So obviously there's something up over here. Again, Mishnah Berurah says this is not talking about a person who consciously did something. It's talking about a case of an omen, and from that omen, from something that happened without his desire or planning, we see what they're saying about him in heaven. Hardun aloch Yom HaKippurim, we daven for the opportunity to review and learn properly the Masechta in the future. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.